الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect teachings of the deen of Islam, that Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The only deen, the only way of life acceptable to Allah Azza wa Jal is this perfect and pure teachings of the deen of Islam that our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had clearly elaborated and practically demonstrated. And the injunctions of Islam derive from the Quran Azim, the Ahadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and for new situations, the unanimity of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, and in later generations, the scholars of Islam. Extremely important that we adhere to Islam in its pure state and its teachings, as Allah Ta'ala commands, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ. We have established you on a specific code of commands, the laws of Sharia, the injunctions of Deen. And knowing that there would be people who might come along and say that reinterpret and bring about changes in the revealed injunctions of Allah Azza wa Jalla, so Allah Ta'ala says, فَاتَّبِعْهَا. Follow and emulate the Sharia and the injunctions of Islam. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And do not follow the whims and fancies of those who do not know, who do not possess the sound knowledge about Islam and its injunctions. For indeed, if you fall into the trap of following them into the reinterpretation or altering and skewing away the commands of Allah from what Allah had revealed it, إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يُغْنُوا عَنْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. They will never avail and benefit you. If you follow their whims and fancies, they will not help you against Allah's displeasure and chastisement. So Allah Ta'ala, keep us steadfast on the deen of Islam and its most pure, perfect and compassionate teachings under all circumstances. And shukr to Allah Ta'ala for the ni'mah of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What an honor it is to be associated to that great personality on the plains of Qiyamah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be the leader of humanity, undoubted, clear for all to see. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will have a flag, بِيَدِي لِوَاءُ الْحَمْدِ, that will have amazing praises of Allah Azza wa Jal. So an honor to be associated to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The surah we look at today, although extremely concise and brief, but literally volumes can be written in the elaboration of this great surah, Suratul Asr, the decline of time, or time itself, the name of the surah. This is such a great surah, such a magnificent surah, that Sayyidina Ubaidullah bin Hisn radiallahu ta'ala an reports that whenever two companions, two sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam met one another, then they would not depart from each other until they had read the surah to each other as a potent form of advice. So they would fill their meetings, their gatherings with the injunctions of Quran Azim, advising one another by its means, beautifying those majalis and gatherings. The magnificence and the all-inclusiveness of the surah in the statement from Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala is derived, wherein he says that if people truly and genuinely with all sincerity pondered and reflected on this surah and its great meanings, لَكَفَتِ النَّاسِ, it would have sufficed as hidayat and guidance for humanity for all times and under all situations. Subhanallah. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala says that this surah is so great, so all-inclusive, that if one truly ponders and reflects on its meanings and translate that into practice, then it suffices. That alone would have sufficed for the hidayat of humanity. So in this surah, Allah Ta'ala says the literal translation, Wal Asr, Allah Azza wa Jal takes a qasam, takes an oath on the oath of time, on the oath of the decline of valuable time. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Certainly humanity is at a great and an utter loss, with the exception of four. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have brought faith, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and filled their lives with practical injunctions of piety, of goodness, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, strongly encouraged and exhorted one another on the truth, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and strongly exhorted and advised one another towards sabr, towards patience, towards subduing of desires. So in this magnificent surah, at the outset, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam, Allah takes an oath, as Allah Ta'ala does at many other junctures in the Quran Azim. We know that for us as believers, it is permissible to take an oath only on the name of Allah or His attributes and qualities. We cannot take an oath on anything other than Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Azza wa Jal Himself takes an oath on many aspects of His very own creation. One objective is to show His power and qudrah, that in the creation of these, understand the magnificence of the Creator. Also with this objective, that Allah Ta'ala tells us that these are important aspects of the creation of Allah Ta'ala, give it its value and its importance, as we see in this instance. So Allah Azza wa Jal takes a qasam on time, or the decline of time. Various tafsirs and commentaries are given. Some opine that it refers to Al-Asr, the time wherein Asr Salah is, the evening time, because in it are the signs of Allah Ta'ala's greatness, even more so the change of the entire system of this dunya. The sun is about to set, darkness will prevail upon the earth. Another opinion is that Allah Ta'ala is taking qasam on the Asr Salah itself, because this is one of the, amongst the five salahs in the ayah, Hafidhu ala salawat, where Allah says that be constant and punctual on all your salahs, was-salatil wusta, and specifically on the middle salah. Varying opinions as to what is implied, but the most acceptable is that it refers to Asr Salah, because that is a salah at the time when people are involved in many activities of dunya, winding up their trade, their business, their professions, preparing for the night, etc. So a time when people generally have many tasks and responsibilities. So that person who is punctual on the Asr Salah and makes a concerted effort on its punctuality, on its consistency, on its quality, then that would permeate naturally into the other salahs. So on the qasam of the Asr Salah itself, the importance of Salah comes to the fore in this. Another opinion is that Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on the best period, the best of times in human history, Asri Nubuwati Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on the qasam, on the oath of the time in which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in this dunya, because that is the best time this universe had ever seen. The time when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was existent on the surface of this earth in this dunya, to show its value, the status of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A general meaning given, Wal Asr, is on the qasam of time, the annals of time, because amazing incidents happened throughout the history of time. Generally, those who were obedient to Allah, how they had succeeded in dunya and for eternity in the hereafter. The rise and fall of individuals, of nations, happened in the passage of time, and therefore Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on it, that many manifestations in the incidents of history throughout time shows the greatness of Allah Ta'ala Himself, who had decreed those happenings, those incidents. And A very inclusive meaning is that Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam generally on time itself to show its value and its importance. The word asr, which means time, literally means asara ya'asiru, means to squeeze something. You wash a piece of clothing and thereafter you squeeze the water out, that is called asara in Arabic. So in other words, Allah Ta'ala is telling us you have this most valuable and precious gift of time. So squeeze the maximum amount of goodness out of it. So the emphasis here is to value time. And time is such a precious gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our precious life Allah has given us, the years, the months, the days, the minutes, the seconds, the split seconds that go by in our life. It is a most precious gift, a commodity Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that value and appreciate it. It is within this time that you can make or break your dunya as well as your akhirat. Every minute that passes by, let us understand it, that spiritual and material potentialities decline with the passing of time. Abilities fade because of time. So time, we can understand it as a precious capital. Our capital investment is the time in our life. But unlike some forms of investment, it remains frozen, that it remains secured no matter what you do. But time in our life, it is such a capital, such an investment, that it is fluid, it is flowing all the time. That if you will not take benefit from it, it wastes away and it never comes back again. So understand it as fluid, as flowing capital, that if we do not take the benefit of it in the moment that we enjoy it, it goes away, it does not remain frozen, it is flowing away. That is why one pious person said, I understood the value of this verse, wal asr, from an ice seller. So the ice seller's capital investment is that block of ice and pieces of ice that are cut and being sold. If that person is not diligent, does not take the maximum benefit of trying to sell off that ice, it will melt away, come a few hours, and that capital will be completely lost. If it was not sold, an utter loss. But if it is sold, then immense profits will accrue. So Allah Ta'ala is saying to us that the time in your life is extremely valuable. Every breath that passes by, it is a ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala in the capital of life that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. That is why the poet says so beautifully in Arabic, حَيَاتُكَ أَنْفَاسٌ تُعَدُّ فَكُلَّمَا مَضَى نَفَسٌ مِنْهَا انْتَقَصَتْ بِهِ جُزْءًا. That your life is made up of a number of breaths. Entire lifetime put together, it is a few breaths. It can be literally counted, the amount of breath, the amount of seconds, split seconds in your life. So your life is merely, it comprises of a number of breaths that are being counted. So understand it, that every time you breathe once, a part of you is being diminished, a part of you is being decreased, a valuable part of your life has gone away, never ever to come back again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alludes to this, that it is this capital that we enjoy, and if those moments, minutes, hours are spent correctly in the obedience of Allah, in actions that are of benefit, then we have secured great benefit. But if time passes by and we waste it and while it away in haram, in sin, in frivolous pursuits, then understand that you are at a great loss, as Allah Ta'ala will attest to after this in the verse later. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, kullun yaghdu. Every person wakes up in the morning, and then that person enters into a transaction. Fabai'un nafsahu. A person enters into a transaction, invests oneself or soul into it, a business transaction or enterprise, and then there will be two categories thereafter. Famu'tiquha. One is those investors who had freed and saved themselves from the punishment of Allah by spending their time in good. And the second is that investor who had invested and squandered away that capital by sin, by haram, by useless activities and pastimes. That person has literally destroyed oneself. Mubiquha, that person has literally destroyed oneself. So that is why Allah Ta'ala says, after taking a qasam, on what does Allah take a qasam in an oath? A very emphatic statement, innal insana lafi khusr, that humanity by and large are at a great loss. They are at an utter loss. So khusran refers to a person who incurs a huge loss in a business transaction. So the general rule is that by and large, majority of humanity are at a great loss. Allah Ta'ala then makes the exceptions that those who fill their lives with one of the four deeds mentioned to follow, it is only them who are the exception who are not at a loss. Otherwise, if they do not have in their life these four things, then it is like a person who has entered a transaction and the end of it comes out with a major loss. No profits, let alone profits, the capital is squandered away. So what are these four actions by which a person can exclude oneself from being at a loss in general terms in this life? Number one, Allah Ta'ala says, and we can categorize it of these four things mentioned, the first two pertain to one's own self, one's own development spiritually, and the last two pertain to our coexistence with others around us, of how we can enhance our own selves by exhorting others towards good. So number one, Allah Ta'ala says, with the exception of those who have brought faith, who believe in Allah. What is Iman? Tasdeequn Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima ja'a bih. To believe with absolute certainty in everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought and conveyed as a matter of deen. Anything which is undoubtedly a part and parcel of our deen, to believe in them with absolute certainty. So a very important point, all the essentials and the principles and the basics of deen, that we believe in them with absolute certainty and refrain from any doubt, from reservations, from having objections, from making a mockery, denial, rejection of anything that is essentially a part of deen, literally deprives a person of iman. So a very, very important point to secure our iman. So for example, a person says that one believes with absolute certainty in every aspect of deen. But a person, na'udhu billah, says that he has a reservation about just one ayah of Quran or one injunction of deen. For example, many a times you would hear people saying a very dangerous statement that the laws of inheritance, somebody passes away, we are advised to distribute the estate in accordance with the laws of Allah mentioned in the Quran Kareem. They say that that is an optional act, or that is not as important, na'udhu billah, or says that one has reservations about that. One is putting one's iman in great danger by such statements. So belief with absolute yaqeen and conviction in everything that is essentially part and parcel of our deen. And anybody who, I'll repeat once again, denies, rejects, doubts, has reservations about, makes a mockery, or considers unimportant anything that is essentially core and part and parcel of our deen, that is the importance of iman. The second, so iman pertains to beliefs of the heart and elaborated in what we commonly know as the imani mufassal, the essentials, the basics of deen. Thereafter, wa amilu salihat. Number two, in practical terms, has filled one's life with deeds of piety. A'mali saliha, deeds of piety, any good deed in conformity with our shariat, in the manner shown and practiced upon by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as doing it with sincerity, bringing alive the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So deeds and acts of piety that are in conformity with our deen, are all those acts of piety in the manner demonstrated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encouraged by our shariat, and solely and only for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, what constitutes amal saliha. Now number three, watawasaw bilhaq. Who are those who are excluded from being at an utter loss in this life? Number three, that they strongly encourage and exhort one another. This word tawasaw will come twice. It emanates from the basic word wasiyah, to strongly encourage to what is best in any given situation. So they strongly encourage and exhort one another towards haqq and the truth. And number four, watawasaw bis sabr. They strongly encourage, exhort one another on exercising patience, on subduing one's natural desires and temptations. So the last two, number three and four, strongly encourage one another towards haqq and truth, and strongly exhort one another towards exercising sabr and patience. Various meanings are given. One is bilhaq, they strongly encourage one another towards obedience to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Watawasaw bis sabr, and encourage one another towards staying away from the haram and the prohibitions. So simply put, Amar bil Ma'ruf Nahi anil Munkar, encouraging one another towards good and prohibiting from evil, one of the meanings given. A second meaning given, Watawasaw bil Haqq, they encourage and exhort one another strongly to hold on to all the detailed articles of faith, all those things necessary and important to believe in with the heart and mind. They encourage one another towards those aqaid, towards those beliefs, in conformity with that as conveyed by Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And fourth, and the number four, so encourage one another towards the correct beliefs and articles of faith, and thereafter strongly encourage one another in exercising sabr and patience in actions, obeying the commands of Allah, staying away from Allah Ta'ala's prohibitions, watawasaw bis sabr. Generally, we will find that there are two major causes of a person becoming disobedient to Allah. One is to doubt the articles of faith. So this is covered, watawasaw bil haqq. A second is following whims and desires and fancies, base desires in actions. So this is covered, watawasaw bis sabr, that they encourage and exhort one another to remain steadfast. This word sabr means subduing one's desires and temptations. Sabr is of three types. Alatta'ah, that subduing one's desires in the obedience to the commands of Allah. The do's of our deen, the commands where we are encouraged to do things, that obviously requires subduing our desires, temptations. For example, to wake up for Salatul Fajr in the morning, this is Allah Ta'ala's very strongly emphasized command. So at that time, naturally, a person is inclined towards sleeping on further, but to subdue those desires and natural inclinations and get up, make wudu for the love and pleasure of Allah, and then stand up, communicate with Allah Ta'ala, Salatul Fajr, that is sabr ala ta'a, exercising sabr in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and so many, many other examples in our deen. Second type, and probably the most difficult of all, is exercising sabr, subduing our desires, anil ma'asiyah, in staying away from the haram, from those sins that Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. So a human being in the natural state, many a sin one is naturally inclined towards, but the temptation of haram, of abusing the gaze in casting it towards haram, in making statements, utterances dislikable to Allah Ta'ala, ghibat, backbiting, telling lies, dishonoring a person, the temptation is there. A person is angry, and in that state of anger, one naturally wants to say or do something, but to subdue one's desires and stay away from that haram for the pleasure of Allah, that is extremely beloved to Allah. Of the most beloved actions to Allah Ta'ala is to forsake and leave haram for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And the third type of sabr, that when apparent difficulties befall a person, whether it is illness, whether it is injury, whether it is, for example, at this time, many a person would be like to be doing something else, but for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, under the condition I am, that I exercise sabr for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So on the befalling of sadness, of news, for example, loss of life of beloved ones, injury, illness, financial losses, these are tests that come from Allah Ta'ala. So in that condition, my sabr is, I do not complain against Allah's will. I do not question and doubt the decree of Allah Ta'ala. I say, I am happy with the decree of Allah. This is a very high level of iman, rida bil qada or rida bil qadr, to be happy with whatever Allah Ta'ala has decreed. So especially on hearing news that saddens a person, loss of life of a very beloved one, we say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and accept that as Allah's will. So not to question, not to make statements complaining against the will of Allah Ta'ala, or engage in actions that shows that one has become despondent from Allah Azza wa Jal. No. A mu'min connects with Allah under all conditions. There is a special palace in Jannah. It is known as Baytul Hamd, the palace of the praises of Allah. For who is that? For those who praise Allah Ta'ala in prosperity, but especially when Allah had tested them with severe tests, the first words on their tongue was Alhamdulillah. We know on good happenings we say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Similarly, we are encouraged on hearing sad news. One is Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, but then also to praise Allah, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. So a special palace, a mansion in Jannah for those who had praised Allah Ta'ala in the face of severe adversity, of extreme sorrow and sadness. Allahu Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq. So once again, to summarize the meaning of the surah, wal asr, on the qasam of time, to value time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. Two favors of Allah ta'ala are such that majority of people are at a great deception, at a great loss, do not value them when they have them. As-sihhatu wal-faraag. Good health and free time. Many of us in these days have an abundance of free time. Channel every minute, every hour into something of benefit. Benefit for our deen, benefit for our dunya. Fill it with activities that will be a source of great benefit to us, dunya and akhirat. So after taking a qasam on time, Allah Ta'ala says that humanity in general terms are at an utter loss, with the exception of four, except those who believe with conviction, with certainty, وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, practice deeds of piety, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ, strongly exhort and encourage one another on the truth, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ, and strongly exhort and encourage one another to exercising sabr for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq to bring to life the lessons of this great surah. And now we understand why Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala says that if people genuinely contemplate and reflect on the surah, they will realize that it in its own suffices as a means of hidayat and guidance. We go on to the reading of the kitab Shawqi Watan, Desire for the Akhirah. An Anas ibn Malikin radiyallahu an, anna adhab al-qabr yurfa'u anil mawta fi shahri Ramadan. Talking about the desire for the akhirah, the ni'mas and blessings Allah has kept in store for a mu'min from the moment of death and thereafter. The hadith, the narration, the statement of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala says that those who pass away in the month of Ramadan, punishment is lifted from them. One meaning given is that during the month of Ramadan, the month of extreme favor and mercy that we have literally on our doorstep and we anticipate it anxiously, a sign of Iman is to await anxiously the coming of Ramadan, to look forward to it, to desire it. So even though there may be lockdown circumstances, but still it is the month of Ramadan. There is so much good that we can do in that month, prepare ourselves physically, spiritually in its anticipation. So one meaning is that in this month, month of mercy, Allah Ta'ala alleviates the punishment of the grave from the believers. Another meaning given is that those who happen to pass away in the month of Ramadan are saved from the adab of qabr. The narration thereafter, Sayyidina Jubair radiallahu ta'ala an says, I swear by the one who has no partner, that I had participated in burying a very great pious predecessor of the Summa Thabit al-Bunani. And he says, Hamid al-Tawil was with me at the time when we buried Thabit al-Bunani. After we had placed him into the grave and covered the cavity with mud bricks, after we had done so, one of the bricks fell down. I decided to when that brick had fallen and it exposed the cavity in which he was buried, I realized at that time already Allah had blessed Thabit, rahimahullah ta'ala, the honor of performing salah in his qabr. Because in his life he used to say repeatedly, Wallah, and this was his love for salah, if you have granted anybody from amongst your creation the permission and the honor of performing salah even in his grave, then grant it to me. So Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua that even after his death, he was seen to be performing salah in his qabr in this instance mentioned. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says in the next narration, that one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was traveling. He sat on a grave, not knowing that that grave, it probably was leveled. He did not know that he was actually camped out on a grave for the night. He heard from under him, from the ground, a person reading Surah Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk, till that person completed the entire reading of it. Amazing incident. He camped for the night, noticed from underground someone reading Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. When he came back, he narrated this to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that this surah is al-mani'ah. It protects a person from the punishment of qabr. It is al-munjiyah. It is one that grants salvation from adab al-qabr. So the inmate that was a grave and the person who was buried therein used to read Tabarak alladhi in his life consistently, and now this surah is there as a protector, as a grant of salvation to that person from adab al-qabr. The narration that follows thereafter, emphasizing good deeds in our life, and especially here, love and attachment to the Quran Azim. The month of Ramadan, once again, we'll have ample time to read as much Quran Kareem, month of tilawat. Sayyidina Ikrama, rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the great of the tabi'in, says, and this is his statement, that a mu'min will be given a mushaf, a Qur'an in the grave from where he will recite. So have love and attachment for the Qur'an Azim in this dunya. It will be a source of great benefit for us in the akhirat, in the life of Qabr. Allahu Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to value Qur'an Azim, value the reading of Surah Tabarak Alladhi Biyadihi Al-Mulk, and value and have attachment to salah and good deeds at the time when we are in desperate need. Allah Ta'ala will make them a means of assistance to us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.